Good morning. It's Saturday, April 11th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A major political race is shaken by serious accusations. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, a leading candidate for California governor, has denied multiple allegations of sexual misconduct from former staff. The claims, first reported this week, range from harassment to rape, with one accuser alleging a 2019 incident involving memory loss and signs of trauma. Swalwell called the allegations false and politically motivated, vowing to defend himself legally. Prominent Democrats, including party leaders, have urged him to step aside to allow a full investigation. The controversy comes just weeks before the June primary, raising uncertainty about the race and the broader political fallout. Another news. A bold new monument could reshape Washington's skyline. The Trump administration has unveiled plans for a 250-foot triumphal arch inspired by Paris's Arc de Triomphe to be built near Arlington National Cemetery. The proposal, now under review, features patriotic inscriptions, golden eagles, and symbolic statues. Officials say it would honor American history and enhance the visitor experience, while critics question its cost and necessity. President Trump described it as the greatest and most beautiful arch in the world. With no funding details yet disclosed, the project's future depends on approval and potential legal hurdles, making it another flashpoint in debates over legacy and public spending. Around the world, high-stakes diplomacy unfolds in Islamabad. Senior U.S. and Iranian officials have gathered in Pakistan for rare face-to-face talks aimed at ending a six-week conflict. Led by Vice President J.D. Vance and Iranian Speaker Mohammad Bakar Khalibaf, the negotiations face immediate hurdles, with Tehran demanding sanctions relief and a ceasefire in Lebanon before formal discussions begin. President Trump has taken a hard line, saying Iran has no cards, while U.S. officials remain cautiously optimistic. Pakistan is hosting under tight security, highlighting the global significance of the talks. With tensions still high and conditions unresolved, the outcome could shape regional stability and global energy markets for months to come. Another news. A pivotal election could reshape Hungary's future. Opposition leader Tér Magyar is mounting a serious challenge to Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's 16-year rule, with polls suggesting a tight race ahead of voting. Massive rallies and growing youth support have energized Magyar's campaign, while Orbán warns of risks tied to EU and Ukraine relations. Analysts say public frustration over corruption and economic concerns is driving momentum toward change. However, Orbán retains strong institutional backing and loyal voters. As both candidates make final appeals, the election outcome could redefine Hungary's political direction and its role within Europe. Another news. A looming fuel crisis threatens Europe's skies. The continent's airline industry is warning of potential jet fuel shortages within 3 weeks if the Strait of Hormuz remains disrupted. The region supplies about half of Europe's aviation fuel, and ongoing tensions have already driven prices to record highs. Airports Council International Europe says smaller airports are especially vulnerable, with risks to connectivity, jobs, and local economies. Airlines have begun cutting flights and raising fares in response. Industry leaders are urging the EU to intervene, including exploring collective fuel purchasing. If disruptions persist, the crisis could significantly impact travel and economic activity across Europe this summer. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.